From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It's a delight to be with you on this Wednesday, and I trust that so far this day has been a day of blessing and spiritual growth in your life. This week we are looking at the prayer of Jabez, and I'm calling it a challenge for service. And of course, the prayer of Jabez is one that's known to many people. Over recent years, there have been books written about it. There have been sermons preached on it. But many people really do not focus on it as much, I think, as it should be focused upon. And yet it is something that really will guide your life and my life as Christians if we allow it to be applied to our lives and our ministry, whether we are talking about our personal lives and ministry or our church lives and ministry. It's found back in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, where it says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Now, on yesterday and Monday, we took the opportunity of focusing on Jabez's life and talked about the fact that he was more honorable than his brethren. And, of course, the point of emphasis there, as it applies to us, is to make sure that we do have good godly character and good godly reputation so that when people think of us, they think of us as being spiritually honorable people. But now let's begin to look at Jabez's prayer. And we see that it's really fourfold. Number one, Jabez sought God's blessing. Number two, Jabez sought an expansion of ministry. Number three, Jabez sought God's strength. And then number four, Jabez sought God's protection. These are quite interesting elements. And I just want to ask you here at the very beginning of our study on these elements of his prayer, have you ever prayed these prayers to the Lord? And how often have you prayed them? Have you asked God to bless you indeed? And the key word there, by the way, I believe is the word indeed. Have you asked God to expand your ministry? Have you asked God to strengthen you? Have you asked God to protect you? Now, I would venture to say that at one point in time, every one of us, perhaps, have asked God those particular prayer requests and have taken them to the Lord and asked God to render them upon us. But I kind of believe that it's important that we do it not only regularly, but seriously. Let's take a look at what Jabez prayed and then apply these principles to our own lives. First of all, Jabez sought God's blessing. Notice what he says there in verse 10 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Jabez called on the God of Israel. He knew God. He had a walk with God. He knew who God was. And he said, first of all, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Now, down through the years, I've heard different commentaries and commentators, and they've written different commentaries on this particular phrase, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And I've heard people say that that was quite a selfish prayer for Jabez to pray. God, will you bless me? But when we understand what this concept of the blessing of God means to us, we realize that it is not a selfish prayer. We obviously know it's not a selfish prayer because at the end of the verse it says God granted him that which he requested. God did bless Jabez. We don't know specifically how he did it or in what ways he did it, but God did bless Jabez, indicating that Jabez's prayer was not selfish, but that it was rendered in order to glorify God. But what does this idea of blessing me indeed involve? Why should we pray that prayer today? Well, let's take a look at Jabez for a moment. You see, Jabez recognized that God's blessing is needed if effective service is to be accomplished. Did you hear that? Think about it. Jabez recognized that God's blessing is needed if effective service is to be accomplished. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to come to the realization in the Christian life that we cannot do anything apart from God's blessing. You see, it's God's blessing that brings wisdom. It's God's blessing that brings direction. It's God's blessing that brings strength. It's God's blessing that brings discernment. It's God's blessing that brings insight. It's God's blessing that brings understanding. It's God's blessing that enables us to have faith. It's God's blessing that enables us to have a vision for greater service for the Lord. Jabez recognized that God's blessing is needed if effective service is to be accomplished. Do you recognize that? You see, folks, apart from God's blessing, there is only stale, stagnant Christianity. And it's unfortunate, but it's true, that many experience this today. There are many Christians, and perhaps many who are under the sound of my voice this very instant, who are stale and stagnant in their Christian life. They have no fresh knowledge of God's Word. You know, one of the things I like to say to people from time to time is, what did you learn from the Word of God today? I will say that when I get together with my deacon body at the church that I pastor here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I've said that during a Wednesday night midweek prayer service. I'll simply say to people, what is it that you've learned from God today? What is it that you have been taught from the Scriptures today in your own devotional life? What motivated me to ask that question years ago is because I was doing some reading on the concept of testifying for the Lord, and it brought out in that particular booklet, and of course I have realized it's true, that many times when people give testimonies, they talk about what God did for them 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. Well, praise God for what it did 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago for your life and for my life. But what did God do for you today? What have you learned from the Word of God this morning? I ask you that right now. No matter what time you're listening to this radio program, what have you learned from God's Word today? You see, many people are stale and stagnant in their Christian life, and they can't answer that. There are many people who have no fresh testimony to share of what God has done in their lives because they are so wrapped up in their own things and things of the world that they don't consider the things of God. There are many Christians who have no fresh working of God in their lives to proclaim. I mean, they're really not walking with God. They're not talking with God. They're not serving God. And so they are stale and stagnant in their Christianity. God is not blessing them, and consequently, they are spiritually defunct. Now, Jabez understood that. And so Jabez said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And that word indeed is significant because it suggests not just any old temporary blessing, but Jabez wanted a blessing that was real, that was permanent, and that was abiding. Now, As I said a moment ago, we really do not know the rest of the story. We won't know until we get to heaven how God blessed Jabez. I'm kind of looking forward to asking that question, whether it's to God or to Jabez, when I run across him up there in the streets of gold. But God did bless him, because it says in the last part of the verse that God granted him that which he requested. So once again, as we come to the close of the program today, I ask you, have you ever prayed for a blessing? Not just for personal gain or for selfish reasons, but so that you might have the strength and the provision of God in your life and your ministry. Remember, two keys in receiving God's blessing are, number one, asking and obeying. Asking God and obeying His word. The Bible teaches us over and over again that when we ask through faith, God answers and blesses. Amen? So I challenge you, I encourage you today to ask God to bless you so that your life and your ministry might be strong and be used more effectively for the Lord. And then obey His word. And if you're living in obedience to His word, and if you're living in obedience to the direction of the Holy Spirit in your life, as you're asking God to bless you in your life and ministry, you will be able to see God do things that are exceeding above anything that you can even ask or think. Ask God to bless you indeed. Now, tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll continue our study on Jabez's prayer. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.